This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Polis signed multiple laws Wednesday, temporarily reducing some taxes and fees. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
The bills are part of Polis's saving people money agenda. One will temporarily reduce the statewide property tax assessment rate in order to slow the growth of property tax bills. Another delays the start of a new 2 cent a gallon fee on gasoline and diesel, meant to pay for transportation infrastructure. The Polis administration supported creating the new gas fee. Critics say the delay is because this is an election year. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A lawsuit over false claims about the 2020 presidential election will proceed after a judge in Denver rejected efforts to dismiss it. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Former Dominion Voting Systems employee Eric Coomer filed the lawsuit against a slew of people and news organizations pushing false conspiracy theories that he helped rig the 2020 election for President Biden. Coomer had to leave his job and went into hiding after facing threats against his life. In her decision not to dismiss the defamation claim, the judge said there is no constitutional value in false statements or spreading inflammatory political disinformation that sows distrust in democratic institutions. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The Denver Art Museum will return an artifact stolen from what is now Nigeria. The item was originally looted by the British in 1897 and came to Denver 60 years later. This is CPR News and KRCC.